young, and it was cruel and beautiful, and it was full of heroes and titans who were fighting and colonizing the world. In that time, people's souls were naive and childlike happily. People saw life and everything and the surrounding nature meant for them something what not everybody living now can understand. And they believe in gods who were different in names but same in essence. Those gods came to the earth from the old ages, when all living was dark and cruel and all lifeless, light and reconciling. In this age, an intellect did not exist, and its place was occupied by instinct, a formidable weapon leading to death. Monsters possessed this naive weapon, whose horror was later called hell, and there was no single creature who had not spent their life in struggle for everything. When the gods descended on the earth and saw that savage chaos, that were puzzled and horrified by the scenery, and so they created the first people who got three things really majestic: intellect, wisdom and feelings. And every god had the taints of government of a soul, and the gods of darkness gave evil genius to intellect, misanthropy to wisdom and hatred to feelings. And the gods of light gave clearness of doubt to intellect, kindness to wisdom, and love to feelings. And people, having opened their eyes, saw the fear of light and prayed for mercy and salvation, because man is weak and God is omnipotent. So the gods saved the people from the savage chaos, and peace and light started reigning. But he retired to darkness, waiting for the revival, and began to send grief and pain, suffering, entering the even part of intellect, and started to destroy the people from inside. Darkness moved to light, and wars, murders, and depravity descended on the humankind. Brothers killed brothers, and the war was not between people, but between gods, who wanted to make the world more perfect. But the gods of light forgot that there was no light without shadows, and their opponents forgot that there was no use in darkness without light. So the gods became reconciled, and the continuation of the struggle had no sense. And as a sign of reconciliation, they built a tower on the border of light and dark, human's world and demon world, and people's life was happy and common. It was golden age. But among the gods there was one, the smallest and contemptible one, longing for power. So he deceived the gods of evil and got the wine which the gods of death gave to the people when their time was out. They drank it and fell into sleep. When the gods had thirst, he poured that wine into their goblets. And having done it, he said, "From now on you are heresy, and I am the god." His name was Yegala, and he called himself God. For the true immortal gods had fallen asleep, and only the gods of darkness stayed awake, and for this reason Yegor began to disdain them and drove them out of the tower. And this non-entity made heaven his throne and started ruling with the world. And the gods of darkness ruled the invisible world, because Yegor was not a true god, but the false one. And people didn't believe him, and then he sent them his reflection called Christ, to mislead the humankind, relying upon their naivety and simplicity. Christ, being led by his forefather, told people tales and showed wonders, after they were very stupid compared with that two gods sleeping in the tower could do. But people were surprised and praised Christ like children, and soon committed the truth of friendship for oblivion and fire, for they believed the demon mongrel. And the plague of deception and deafness spread all over the world, and people went mad. And the tower standing on the crossing of darkness and light, life and death, gradually was overrun with moss and seeds, and plunged in the lack of faith. And nobody from the living now knows the truth, and two ancient gods are sleeping in the tower, waiting for the prophecy drawn with runes at the gates to come true. And in the ninth night, the moon will disappear, moons will show, and omens of each of us will be burning on them, because people will recollect us and believe in the truth will wake through their faith. And he, once having light, will be overthrown and cursed, and the world will see its rebirth from the ashes, and the golden age will come again. And I have this vision, and having learned the truth, I praise the sleeping and curse the staying awake, because until the first God is in heaven, grains of truth are dispersed in darkness, and they are countless in number, and light is only pure imagination. Let your time come, the gods true and ancient, who've given us life and death, light and darkness, intellect, wisdom, and feelings. Forever!